Milton Park is getting its own neighborhood roundtable. Starting last summer, representatives of local groups have been meeting regularly, but informally, to discuss some of the issues facing the neighborhood and how to tackle them. Although they're not yet incorporated, they're at 17 groups and counting. Joining me to discuss the initiative is Garfield DeCouturier-Nickel, president of the Citizens Committee of Milton Park and one of the members on this budding Table de Quartier. Take a listen. So how did this actually come about? What was the big idea that sparked this neighborhood roundtable?
The big thing was after the report that was done by the University of Quebec in Montreal back in 23-24, they looked at the demographics. They looked at age, income, family, seniors, students, and also the businesses in Milton Park. Then Professor Rochefort organized seven sessions in which all of the community groups in Milton Park and individuals were invited to attend and look at the report and come up with additional recommendations. And we felt that a lot of the people who had attended and the various groups, that we wanted to take some actions as a result of the report and all the meetings that were held.
What was it that actually, I guess, coming from that, got you guys together to want to formalize this? Was it just being in the room together or, you know, what was that spark?
Well, the result of all these seven sessions, looking at the report, analyzing the report, making recommendations of it, there was no action being taken at any level. So, as I say, Charlotte Thibault, who is the president of the Communauté Copropriété Milton Park, invited a group of us together back last summer. And it has grown and grown. There are now 17 community organizations that attend these sessions that we're looking at now. We're looking at analyzing the problems.
And what are you hoping to achieve? Like, what's in the power of a roundtable or a table de quartier like this to affect in a community?
Well, I think one of the things is when you have a table de quartier that becomes very strong, they can use a pressure on the politicians. They can use not only on the borough level, on the city level, and on the provincial level. Part of the problem is we are considered part of the Plateau-Mont-Royal borough. Now, they have a table de quartier there. But if you look at the demographics and you look at the geographical problems, the standard of living in Plateau-Mont-Royal is much different than Milton Park. It's a much more settled group. It's a higher income group. It's a higher educated group. So when you look at Milton Park, because we have a lot of students who are transient, so there's a moving population. We also have an aging population. The housing situation now is disastrous, as far as most people are concerned, because we have a lot of seniors who are aging, and the co-ops are all full because of the present economic situation. Nobody who's in the co-ops are moving, so the people that are living in paid apartments, private apartments, their rents are going up and up and up, and their pensions and incomes are not matching so that they can move into a co-op. We have a new borough mayor, Kathy Wong, who Charlotte and I have already met with. It was a very productive meeting, I must say. Also with Gabriel Fortin, who's the borough councillor. And we presented them with a list of the needs of things that have to be corrected in Milton Park. And it's not only the question of housing. For example, the sidewalks are in a terrible condition. More than once I've seen seniors fall because of the incline, and they're not being fixed. I mean, here's another thing. We don't have any health care. There's no CLSC nearby, and seniors and students have to go to practically either end of the city in order to get health care. So there are a lot of these problems that I think the Table de Quartier can bring in together, work together to improve the situation.
Obviously, I think a very visible issue is homelessness in Milton Park. It's become a kind of flashpoint almost between residents in the neighborhood who have different approaches on how to deal with the situation that has become a crisis. You hear it at, you know, sort of neighborhood events sometimes. You see it on the Facebook groups. What are you at this new neighborhood roundtable hoping to achieve on this issue, which really, it seems to have really strong reactions from the people in the neighborhood?
Well, one of the things that has come about since we've started having these meetings is we now have a representative from the Open Door sitting with the 16 other groups. And, you know, we're trying to see, is there anything that we can do together to help make the situation better? I know for a fact that one of the groups that we support through a financial grant from the CCMP is Samedi Solidaire. The president and the group there, they take out meals every Saturday morning, come rain, come shine, come snow, to the people that are homeless. So, you know, that's just one project. We also support the Milton Park Food Bank, which is in the Lutheran Church. So, you know, these groups are working together to try and help people who need our services. I mean, I have lived in this community for over 50 years. I've seen it go up and go down, go up, go down. But now I think the time has come. We have to take action as a community.
And that was Garfield Ducouturier-Nicol, president of the CCMP, the Citizens Committee of Milton Park, one of the 17 groups on a new community roundtable, Table de Quartier, in the neighborhood. You've been listening to Off the Hour, our local journalism initiative version of the program here on CKUT 90.3 FM.